If you turn your Bibles with me to Psalm chapter 26, Psalm chapter 26. Reminded in this particular psalm, one of the reasons why we come to church. And that is to have the Lord examine our hearts. Oftentimes, I think our thoughts are, well, it'd be good to have so-and-so come. But it really is our hearts that are being examined and should be. That's why the psalmist says in verse 2, examine me. Doesn't say examine everybody else. His desire is that his heart be examined, to be right with God, to be pure before him, to be free from the stain of wickedness. He expresses this in the first 7 verses. Let's read together. Vindicate me, O Lord, for I have walked in my integrity. The word vindicate oftentimes is translated judge. The point is that it is God's opinion that counts, and he wants God to do the examination and no one else. We live in a time in which we're so concerned about what everybody else thinks, but it really is not an issue. The question is, are you right with God? Examine me, O Lord. Try me. Test my mind and my heart. The psalmist knows that there can actually be hidden faults, as he expresses in Psalm 51. Things that he doesn't see. So he calls upon the Lord to do the examination. Now you can walk around and you can twiddle everybody and you can get their opinions on how you feel or how they feel about you. But you're never going to get to the bottom of the issue. Oftentimes they'll tell you the things that you want to hear, and many times they'll tell you things that are not true. Not necessarily because they're just mean people, but because they're not examining with the right eyes. So, where should you go? The Lord. Examine me. Test me. Try me. For thy loving kindness is before my eyes. You wouldn't think that that would follow those verses, would you? But he knows that when God tests him, when God tries him, it'll be for his best. And I have walked in thy truth. I do not sit with deceitful men, nor will I go with pretenders. I hate the assembly of evildoers, and I will not sit with the wicked. I shall wash my hands in innocence, and I will go about thine altar, O Lord, that I may proclaim with the voice of thanksgiving and declare all thy wonders. You can almost see him just trying to wash himself clean from all the things of the world. We oftentimes embrace the things of the world, but you can see him repelling the things of the world. Because of this, and because his desire is to be right with God, when he is with godly people, he doesn't want to leave. And it's the place he wants to be. You show me a person that doesn't want to be in the habitation of the Lord, and I'll show you somebody that's not right with God. But when you're right with God, you will, well, verse 8, love the habitation of thy house and the place where thy glory dwells. Don't take my soul along with sinners, nor my life with men of bloodshed, in whose hand is wicked scheme and whose right hand is full of bribes. As for me, I shall walk in my integrity. Redeem me. Be gracious to me. Verse 12. My foot stands on a level place. Place of stability. Unconvoluted. The world's a twisted place, isn't it? Very precarious. You're right with God. It's a level place. It's true. It's sure. It's right. My foot stands on a level place in the congregations. I shall bless the Lord. Not a better place to be. We come to get right with God. We come to enjoy the presence of God's glory. Two reasons why you come to church. Father, we give you thanks for your word as you direct our hearts to sing your praises and put us on level ground. Lord, we feel storm-tossed. This world is twisted. It's hard to know what's right anymore. It's so good to stand on what is sure. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.